Tory terror hypocrisy. News of the 22nd of March attack in London shocked the country. It also sent establishment politicians clamoring for the media spotlight, seeking to define the narrative which came out of the events. The Prime Minister, this AMA, we will all move forward together. Never giving in to terror, and never allowing the voices of hate and evil to drive us apart. Lib Dem leader Tim Farron, at times like this, we must remember who we are. Britain is an open, tolerant country and we will never let those who spread terror and threaten our values win. Labour's Hillary Bomber Benn, as we grieve for the fallen and the injured, let us honour them with renewed resolve to uphold our way of life and our democracy. We've heard a lot of this stuff about unity over recent days, and we've heard it all before. And each time one of these platitudes passes through their quivering lips, it is not comfort or pride which overcomes me. It is sickness. It sickens me to hear appeals for unity from the very people who cynically use race, religion, gender, sexuality to divide us. From the very people who, through their wars and austerity, make attacks inevitable. This "don't let them divide us" is the language of the international working class. It is the language of solidarity, cynically cooped by establishment politicians for short-term gain. In reality, there is no "we" which includes both the working class and the representatives of big business. Our interests are fundamentally opposed. If we are to overcome the perpetual state of war, terror, poverty, and suffering which engulfs the world, the working class must forge an independent path. This means real solidarity with the victims of the attack, by refusing unity with the architects of human suffering, be they ISIS or the capitalists. And this is just one more reason why Jeremy Corbyn, Labour's anti-war leader, urgently needs to break with the warmongering Blairites who continue to dominate the parliamentary Labour Party. Tom Barker, Leicester,